This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, you probably don't need me to tell you that the fast fashion industry has a huge environmental impact. According to the UN Environment Programme, the fashion industry is the second biggest consumer of water globally and is responsible for about 10% of global carbon emissions. That's more than all international flights and maritime shipping combined. The EU reckons that the fashion industry is responsible for 20% of clean water pollution from dyeing and finishing products, and the washing of synthetic products by us leads to the accumulation of more than 500,000 tons of microplastics on the bottom of the oceans every year. And in addition to these global problems, the pollution generated by garment production has a devastating impact on the health of local people, animals, and ecosystems where factories are located. And it only seems to get worse. So, wouldn't it be great if, right from the outset, fashion designers and those in the fashion industry were aware of these issues and already had the knowledge and the experience that they needed to do things differently? Well, that is exactly what is happening at Oaklands College in St. Albans. Katie Carr, owner of local sustainable fashion brand Tommy and Lottie, is helping students to run their own sustainable fashion show on Friday the 7th of March at the Pioneer Club in St. Albans. It's called Vote for Nature, and there'll be the chance to see the students' work, see the outfits they've created on the catwalk, and to buy t-shirts that they've created especially for the evening. I went along to Oaklands College to see Katie and to meet fashion and fashion business teacher Natalie Sturman, along with fashion business students Hannah, Ruby and Grace. So Katie, this whole idea for the Vote for Nature fashion event, it all started with you. Now, you're a busy business person. You've got your own sustainable fashion brand. Why did you think that it was a great idea for you to use some of your valuable time to be working with students here at Oakland College?
I'm very passionate about helping young people, especially in the creative industry, and also raising awareness about sustainable fashion and also the link it has to wildlife. So the importance of using natural fabrics, natural printing processes, because we know that wildlife is so key to a healthy environment.
But Katie, for you, it's not just about using things that are more ethical or more sustainable. It's also about the impact that non-sustainable practices have on the natural world and wildlife in particular. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, because my business is based, you know, my passion's always been wild animal designs, because I believe that, again, like I said before, it's really important to protect wildlife for the impact on climate change. And that's why the students have linked it to actually some of my wild animal designs, so the bee, butterfly, polar bear and orangutan, and their natural environments. So they're focusing on the ones which are under threat from climate change.
And are you doing this because you're hoping that this will be the start of, you know, for these students at least, more sustainable fashion practices in the future?
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think there should be more support, especially for students in the creative industries and in our local community. I've worked with Oaklands College students before on other projects, and that's where my passion lies. And I think it's about educating, giving young people the opportunity and understanding sustainable fashion, because it's something that we're going to have to embrace and do something about.
Natalie, you've been teaching the fashion and the business fashion students whilst they've been preparing for the Vote for Nature event. Can you tell me about the things that you've been teaching them that they've been learning about?
Yeah, so it was a really great opportunity when Katie came to us with this idea, because it's something that I've wanted to incorporate into our coursework for a long time. We've been creating our own demonstration dye garden for about 3 years now. We kind of started the crops and learning as our way, which meant I could teach a lot of textile lessons based on our dye garden. So using the dyes from our grown indigo, Japanese indigo, which creates a really beautiful blue colour, our madder roots, which creates this amazing kind of pink or red, and then also our coreopsis and other flowers creating the yellow. So we get those really brilliant primary colours, which we've then mixed together. And then I was also able to create some kind of construction techniques using sustainable practice. And then also they've been learning about printing in a more eco way, doing sashiko stitching, which is a lot of Japanese techniques, kind of looking back to like past industry techniques that are really sustainable for our students to put into their product.
And how about the fabrics that these items are made from?
Yes, so the fabrics was another really big difficulty for our students, because as like the industry, it's really hard to get hold of really good sustainable fabrics that kind of meet the, you know, the requirements, sustainability. So we learned a lot about where fabrics come from. Our students were really surprised where silk comes from. So they, you know, they were like, wow, we cannot believe. And I said, no, it's a certain type of tree with a certain type of worm. And they did a lot of research with this and they were really surprised. So then we've kind of looked at hemps and we've learned a bit about kind of using the Oakland's wool as well, because we've got our own sheep here. So we've been doing some needle felt. So we've kind of dyed up the wool previously, and then we've been using needle felting within that. So we've kind of we've got one dress that's completely needle felted into kind of this hemp fabric, which gives a really nice effect on there. So yeah, lots of interesting techniques.
Well, that sounds interesting. It's brilliant that you've been able to use some really local things there. Yeah. Sounds quite a cultural thing as well, drawing from not just the kind of practices we'd have done in this country, but around the world as well.
Yes, that's correct. So a lot of natural dyeing and a lot of fabric making has actually originated from abroad, and it was always shipped, you know, if you look into the history of the Silk Road and things like that. So it's kind of looking, you know, into the ethical, social and environmental impact of sustainable fashion.
So Natalie, your fashion students have been using all these sustainable techniques that you've outlined to create items of clothing. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so that's correct. So when they were given the brief for Katie, they were given the theme of working towards different animals or their environment. So we had like polar bear for the Arctic, and then we had the butterflies for kind of the wild flowers and the meadows. And then we also had the bees, kind of their hives as well. Again, that's amazing for our fashion students. So we're able to go to our Oakland Zoo, which we have our own licensed zoo on site, and we were able to go look at that. We've got our own beehives as well. So we're able to look at a lot of things. The good thing about this college is that it has a lot of infrastructure for environment as well. So we can literally just go straight to it and talk to those students about those animals as well. So once they got that inspiration, they created their beautiful concept pages. They then started to create their own designs from that. So they've created, very inspired by meadow, very inspired by garden, you know, that kind of polar tundra as well. So you've got garments kind of leading to each of those environments, and all, you know, the kind of showstopper big costumes that make you go, wow. And then you think, well, what's the message behind that as well? And then I'm working with the business students to get that message across as well. So the way that we've worked with them, with the design students, is that, yeah, they're going to be going into kind of the events planning. They've been coming up with concept art and things like that. So it's working with a range of different students. But one more set of students as well that we've worked with is from our landmark department at Oaklands. So they've been the ones that have helped sow the seeds, look after the dye garden plants as well. So that's kind of helped them with their course as well. So it's kind of crossed over quite a few different courses here.
Yeah. Fantastic. Right, let's hear from some of those students now. You're the business fashion students who have been tasked with
turning some of the creations which the fashion students have made into a fabulous fashion show. Ruby, you're going to be thinking about what the evening feels like and the models for the actual fashion show and the music as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of vibe that you're hoping to create and how you're going about finding models and things for this?
Yeah, so we made a mutual playlist, so it incorporates everyone's taste, so then the atmosphere is enjoyable for everyone and it allows like an upbeat music for the models to walk into and everyone to enjoy.
And how about the models? Where are you getting the models from?
So our year two designers will be most of the models because they'll be modelling their own pieces.
And will you be managing the show on the evening like you would do with a professional fashion show?
Yeah, all of our business students will be having a role in the day and doing their job for each thing.
Okay, lovely. Thank you there, Ruby. And Grace, can you tell us what you've been doing with the fashion show and what you've been doing to promote it?
So we made a poster which tells everyone like the date and where it's going to be held and how much it's going to cost. And it's been put on like Facebook and been sent to all of the parents part of the course and the design course.
And how about the kind of image that you've had on the poster, the message that you're hoping to get forward on the evening?
So on the poster there's a picture of a tree and it says vote for nature. So hopefully when people see it, they'll know that it's going to be to do with sustainability and fashion.
Okay. So Grace, I just wondered, you're hoping to get over the idea of the connection between sustainability and fashion in your poster. Is it something that you think is important, for instance, when you're buying clothes?
Yeah, I definitely do agree, because when I'm buying stuff, I try and get like better quality stuff. So I know it's going to last longer, so it's reducing in fast fashion.
Lovely. Right, now let's hear from Hannah. So Hannah, there's not just going to be a fashion show on the evening, but also there's been a t-shirt competition as well. Can you say what you've done for that?
So all of the design students and some of the business students each got a paper to design our own print of what we think would look nice on the t-shirt. It was Katie that chose out the winner for the design, and it was someone in the design department.
And what's the design to represent? What's the message that you're trying to convey on those t-shirts?
Sustainability.
Okay, and which design has been chosen?
It was a tree and there was a gap in the middle that says vote for nature, and we all really liked the colours and the fonts and the design of it, so we thought it would look really nice on the t-shirts.
Okay. You haven't just applied the idea of sustainability to the things that have been shown on the catwalk, but actually in what you've done and the way you've created the t-shirts as well. Can you tell us a little bit about how the t-shirts are sustainable?
So they are got 100% organic cotton and they are all sourced from Tommy and Lottie.
And how about the printing on them?
It's printed in a sustainable way with sublimation inks.
Right. And those will be available for people to buy on the evening?
Yeah. And there will be models showing them on the carpet as well, as I'm sure.
Indeed. Have you seen the t-shirts? What are they like? Are they nice?
Yeah, they're all really nice. All of our students have all helped in printing them out.
Oh, okay. And is sustainability something that's important to you and your friends when you're buying clothes?
100%, as I think it is quality over quantity when it's buying clothes and what are you wanting them to last.
Okay, and are you looking for a career in fashion business? Do you think this is something you'll be able to take forward into your career?
I think so. I think it's something that I enjoy, and I also think it was something that I'd want to do as a career.
Grace, are you hoping to go into the fashion industry?
Yeah, definitely. I really like my course, and yeah.
And are you hoping that you'll be able to take the ideas that you've learned about sustainability along with you and try and make the industry more sustainable?
Yeah, 100%, because in our coursework we've been doing so much about sustainability, so it's always going to be on my mind.
And do you care about things like bees and dolphins?
Yeah, definitely, because of course, like how climate change is changing so fast, it's causing so many animals to go extinct, and like we want the planet to stay as good as possible for generations onward.
Okay. And Ruby, I just wondered whether sustainability is something that you think about. Do you worry about the future and what's happening to the natural world?
Yeah, definitely, because in future generations it will be brought up and it will still be going on, and if we can try to do what we can now, then it will help other people.
So do you think that what you have learnt over the past few weeks and in conjunction with the Vote for Nature fashion show, will this be important for you in trying to influence the fashion industry to be more sustainable?
Yeah, I think if everyone learns about sustainability and understands how important it is, then it will allow everyone to put in their effort into making it better.
So Hannah, why do you think it's important to do a live public event like this rather than just learning about sustainability issues in the classroom?
I think it's really important to bring these events outside of the college as it's available for the public so they can get an experience as to what we've been working on, and it will help spread the message across rather than just keep it in a bubble.
Yeah, and how about a message to the wider industry?
I hope this impacts the fashion industry, as I think that they probably assume that they are limited to non-sustainable clothing as it's cheaper, but I think they need to realise that they can be sustainable and also not have to go over budget.
A huge thank you there to Katie Carr of Tommy and Lottie, to Natalie Sturman, the fashion and fashion business teacher at Oaklands, and to Hannah, Ruby and Grace, students at Oaklands College. And the best of luck to them on their big night on Friday for their Vote for Nature fashion show. Now, there are still a few tickets available from the Pioneer Club website. I'll put the link into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. But if you missed last week's show where we heard from more young people, this time the members of the Beaumont School Sustainability Club telling us how they are working to make more space for nature in their school grounds, well, you don't have to find the podcast of the show on our website because the interview will be part of this week's award-winning Parents Show. Now, it airs at 8 o'clock on Sunday and Thursday, and it's always well worth a listen. So do you think about the provenance of your clothes? Do you seek out natural fabrics, perhaps even natural dyes? Do you look to see if you can find clothing that's produced more locally? It's always good to hear from you. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.